It's Nomfundo Mo on this one. It's called Izibusiso on Rise FM Mid-Mornings. Thank you very much for choosing us. We are keeping the arts alive today, and we do it with multifaceted creative. Now I know why you talk a lot. He speaks a lot. His name is Muzi Ayise Mbungela, and he's on the show today. Welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, Chotang. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Let's talk about Umuzi, who Muzi is. And, you know, I just think really where you got the inspiration to become this multifaceted creative that you are today.
I'll try to shorten it. It's a long story.
Yeah.
I got the artistic attributes definitely from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He was a choir master, school principal, and a lover of music.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, all the other non-artistic attributes I got from my mother.
Love it.
But I was first bitten by the bug in around 2001, 2002,
mm-hmm.
high school.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started tinkering with beat-making software to make music. But in 1997, I had received a film camera from my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried my hand at photography then, but it was too early.
Yeah.
I tried selling pictures, the 5 rand, at the time it was 5 rand a photo.
In 97?
97.
Wow, guys. Didn't go so well. I wasn't even born.
I opened the thing in the back and I exposed the film, so half of it was burnt.
Oh, yeah.
You can imagine the classroom bullies.
Yeah.
Who wanted their 5 rands worth when I gave them 2 rand 50s worth.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, from then, it's been any other form of art that came, be it breakdancing, be it making music, writing poetry, taking part in art competitions,
in
primary school level and high school level. So, yeah.
So you've had quite the journey then.
Yes.
And it sounds as though your parents were always supportive,
yes,
of whatever it is that you do.
Yes.
And I want us to speak about this because there's a lot of our parents, especially in the African community, who don't really understand this industry.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, our parents just want their children to be independent. They want you to come back home with a car and say, look, this is what I've made, or this is what I've done from what it is that I do. We're so used to a child saying, no, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be an accountant. But this is something totally different. But your parents have always been supportive of it.
Yes. Look, I have to give credit to our mother. She's late now.
Mm-hmm.
Both parents are late. But she was the more perceptive one because I didn't know our dad much.
Yeah.
I think he passed on when I was 8.
Okay.
She, you know, to the point that even when it was time to choose schools, if the school had issues with me joining, because I started school early.
Yeah.
Because my birthday is before June.
Mm-hmm.
So it was unheard of what she did, because she would literally ask you, do you want to go to the school? And if you don't want to, we pack up, we leave.
I love that.
You know, so she foresaw my photography career.
Yeah.
97.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now. She would worry, though, because there was a time when I was doing CD covers and it looked like I was selling something.
Yeah.
You know, every weekend there's a different car by the gate picking me up. So, yeah. But, yeah, she has been the most supportive mother. Even some of my friends didn't have it that easy, you know, like I did ballroom dancing. I've got trophies at home and that's
it. Yeah.
She was there, my number one hype man.
Yeah.
What else did I do? While I was playing soccer, that's when I quit and joined ballroom dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I started with I studied art history.
Okay.
She wanted that for me.
Yeah.
You know, at a very young age, she would take me. There was a place in White River called Aladdin's Cave.
Yeah.
Where you would actually buy art supplies.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like proper papyrus papers. I knew all these things: Conte pencils, charcoal, and yeah, whatever have you. I was introduced to that without knowing that one day I would actually pursue that route.
Yeah. Oh, man, and I think it's so wonderful. A big shout out to your mother, you know, because I think also I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for my father.
Yeah.
And just the belief that they have in you to say you can do it.
Yeah.
Yes, it's out of the ordinary. It's a bit different from what we are used to,
yeah,
but we'll figure it out.
Yes.
As long as they support you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you will make it. And I think that's the most beautiful thing. So I was going through your TikTok now and I see you are very much into culture.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
How do I sum that one up? Knowledge of self.
Yeah.
If you know who you are, then you walk with conviction going forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
I admire what some clans like, maybe the Zulus, Besutu, and the Tsongas as well. You know, they have a sense of conviction
because they've got a great sense of self.
Yes.
They know themselves.
Yeah.
They are very confident.
Yes.
They're never embarrassed of it.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I was shooting one wedding. I'm not going to mention which clan because I don't want people to come for me.
Yeah.
But there was a whole group of people seated at the table and it was fine dining.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about handling the cutlery was 100% wrong. But the confidence with which the wrongness was done.
Yeah.
100%. So it's that again. If you are confident about who you are, no one can tell you different. Even when you're screwing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to say it's a wrong thing, but I admire the fact that when you know, again, who you are, where you come from, your customs, whatever you're practicing,
mm-hmm,
then going forward, it's going to be very hard for someone to sway you from that. You know self. Let me make another example. When I was still working in corporate,
mm-hmm,
I would arrive in the office and nobody would know I'm there. But our European counterparts, you will start hearing their footsteps from the time they get off the car in the parking bay.
Yes.
You know why? Knowledge of self.
Yeah.
We are unsure of who we trudge because we are not so sure about who we are.
Sure. But then where do we start the conversation, especially with the younger generation? Because a lot of us have lost a sense of self.
True.
A lot of us are adopting cultures from other countries,
yes,
from other people, from other races. And it's because we don't know who we are. How do we embrace who we are so much better? I think even especially as Maswati, it's something that I speak about on Keeping the Arts Alive all the time. There is a lack of it that we're seeing in the space.
Yeah.
How do we upgrade that? How do we do better?
I think definitely we need more conversations across generations. If we can reach common ground with our elders and our younger counterparts, and make it an open conversation as well. You know, no one is talking at someone, but we are just discussing.
Yes.
How does this work? Oh, this is how it works. This is where it's from.
Yeah.
You know, that's why with my latest project, the idea was to make it a conversation starter.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever part you watch, you watch it and you probably are going to have a lot of questions.
Mm.
And I hope some of the questions have been answered, because the idea is to plant the seed, start the conversation and keep the interest alive.
Yeah. But I mean, Muzi, you talk to the younger generation, you talk to the older generation as well.
Yes.
Is the younger generation really interested in knowing who they are? Are they interested in speaking to elders and diving deeper into wanting to know why we do things the way that we do them? Also, do older people really, do they know who we are? Because there was so much that was stolen from us that there's a lot of people that are unsure, you know?
I like that question because something that confirmed that maybe I was also on the right path with my research.
Mm.
I came across a book by the late Babukubudla Malinzis.
Yeah.
That book is from about 3 to 6 years of research.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that he touches on there is what I managed to capture orally when I spoke to the elders.
Mm-hmm.
So that proves one thing. Yes, we might not know everything about self, but there are a lot of commonalities that exist. And the fact that the elders, as old as they are, and he did his own research, and most of the research converges, it really means As much as stuff was taken from us, it still exists orally.
Yeah.
And that is why when you speak about the griots from North Africa, the art in their storytelling is the repetition. It's the chanting. It's the clan praises. So to get there, I thought, let me start it locally. Let's get the stuff that is quite common to Benguni.
Yeah.
And then from there, hopefully, I can expand on the research.
Let's go into your latest project, what it offers. What are you trying to tell people? What is the message behind this project?
All right. The latest project is called Digging Deeper, a cultural reference. This is actually as a result of even myself not knowing a lot about myself. So it was my own way of figuring out what's what and the history thereof. But the underlying goal is just to say, I wanted to contrast the lack of knowledge of the youth versus the vast knowledge base that the elders have.
Yeah.
And also to show whoever is viewing, so they can see how their peers don't know much.
Mm-hmm.
And for the elders to also understand what the young ones don't know.
Yeah.
I had wished to actually have everybody come together that I filmed with, but unfortunately we lost quite a few of the elders. So, I'm trying to figure out, maybe do the screenings, but still have those discussions after.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is just to have all that video as reference material.
Mm-hmm.
If you are maybe getting into a customary marriage.
Yeah.
I've got a whole part dedicated to that.
I love that.
If there's a bereavement at home, I've got a whole part dedicated to that as well.
Yeah.
And then there's the other stuff where they always tell you,
Ungendilogo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have those questions.
Yeah.
Isukelaphi.
Yeah.
You know? And it becomes weird. Like when you start asking those questions, I know our generation is safer because we know how to handle it with the sensitivity it requires when you speak to the elders.
Mm.
But our younger brothers and sisters, look,
they don't care.
They just say it like this. So it irks the elders, but now, you know, you've got that. So yeah, it's touching on those three areas. Definitely not a single watch. You will go back because you always learn something new every time you watch.
Absolutely. I love that. I wish you all the best. Thank you very much for coming into the show. I think just before you leave, though, how do we do better as a province in just getting our name out there, in us embracing who we are? I mean, just the simplest of examples, Muzi, a person, ukhuluma Swati la.
Yeah.
Asuke ayechose.
Ukhuluma Zulu.
So ukhuluma Zulu. And you're wondering, what happened? Where did it all change? Why do we do things like that? Are we not proud of who we are?
Ish. I think it really does speak to pride. We are not proud of self. And also, there's not enough reference material that will give you the idea of, oh, this is who we are, this is where we are from, this is what we do.
Yeah.
Again, this is what necessitates projects like Digging Deeper, where you want to sort of introduce the topic and then let whatever discussions take a life of its own.
Yeah.
That way, this will sort of conscientize everyone that, look, we are here and it's an interesting mix here.
Mm.
Even the Swati, like Skulinyuago, is not the same as maybe a Swaziland or a Nkomazi.
Yeah.
You know, so, I think we really need to make sure we have to make culture fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to make knowledge of self fashionable.
Absolutely.
Where we start exactly, I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
But my thing is, let's start having those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
If we start today, who knows where we will be a month from now.
Absolutely, I agree. Thank you very much for coming into the show. I wish you all the very, very best with all the projects that are coming. We're going to be watching.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Tutlang. And I look forward to touching base again with updates of the developments around you.